ever go out in public and say, man, what happened to you? Did you bump your head? Seriously, what went on with you? You know, I used to think you were all right. You're voting for who? I'm sorry, did you bump your head? Hey, I've got a solution for that. I do. It's called NeuroGuard. Yeah, it'll keep you from getting concussions all the way down to 0.26% of the time. That's right. Invented by Dr. Michael Hutchinson, Traverse City, Michigan. This is a mouth guard for all sports, anything you do out there, any contact sports you're going to get involved with. NeuroGuard is going to help you out. Yes, it is. Dr. Michael Hutchinson, NeuroGuardPlus.com, the place to find it. He's going to explain it to us this morning. Doctor, good to have you. You must have run into a whole number of people. You go, did you bump your head? What is wrong with you? Do you have a mirror? Look at yourself. As a result of that, he invented this great mouth guard to help people from stop being idiots. Anyhow, maybe that's not quite it, but Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Good morning, Steve.
Always
good to be here.
Good to have you, my friend. All right, so you did invent a mouth guard. It's a different technology. It's been patented. It has been tested and studied by people at Michigan State University, at Wayne State University. It's not just you saying it brings concussions down to 0.26% of the time or less. They substantiate what you say, don't they?
Absolutely. I was just looking at this morning the ongoing study, and there have been, over the last 23 years, there have been 6 years repeatedly without concussions using NeuroGuard technology. So, I mean, 80,000 concussions last year in the state of Michigan and every state in the union. And that's just a tragedy. I mean, I've been hearing all kinds of people who have, for example, a kid who played football, one concussion, a straight-A student, and now he's struggling. He's struggling with the law, struggling with his studies, just turned him around 180 degrees with just one concussion. And that doesn't have to happen.
Getting smacked in the head one time can make a big difference. You know, we used to joke about it, Doctor. Oh, he got his bell rung. He's fine. He'll be fine. My brother, one of my brothers, was playing linebacker. I might have told you this story. Got hit really hard. Didn't know where he was. He was standing backwards on the football field. He's the linebacker. He's looking at the wrong way. And finally, after a couple of plays, this is long before concussion protocols and all of the things that they do today, other players on the field turning around. He was a monster on the football field. He never started again, never really played much again. That was a junior in high school. Never took another hit, basically became a bench warmer. Didn't matter after that. He was all done.
Yeah, those days are over. I remember telling my dad that he was an exercise physiologist, and I told him I had a headache, and he said, it's all in your head, he said.
Yeah, well, he was right. So, all right, so you came along, you invented this technology, you patented this technology, you have players at the very highest levels of the NFL and others using this technology, using your mouth guard. Have they gotten concussions?
I would say that none of the people that I've worked with in the NFL have gotten a concussion, including Daniel Sorensen, who played for the Chiefs for 8 years, free safety without a concussion. He's our poster child, because I mean, you just don't play safety in the NFL and go concussion free, but he did using this technology. So this is something that every parent, every coach, every athlete needs to step up. The mouth guards that they're wearing today are 74 years old, and that's just not good for them. They must use this new technology.
Well, mouth guards were. Yeah, mouth guards were there to make sure you didn't break your teeth. And they went on your upper teeth. Yours goes on your mandible down here, your lower teeth. It's a different technology. You don't bust your teeth. I never knew of anybody getting their teeth busted anyway, but apparently that's what the mouth guard was for. This is for something different. This is to protect your brain, because all that energy that would normally go from your mouth that would echo around your head is dissipated properly, so you don't have all that energy going inside your brain case, right?
It's all about jaw position. And every person has a unique physiologic jaw position, and it must be set for them and them only. And it seems easy, but this is the technology that when your jaw is in that position, it doesn't allow those G-forces, those concussive forces to go up to the cradle of your skull and damage your brain.
Yeah. So, What is your advice? I mean, I don't understand why every NFL player doesn't wear it, every college football, and not just football. Girls basketball, I was at a game here over the weekend. Man, a couple of different girls hit the floor hard. You know, they're playing fast and hard and serious competition. It's districts and regionals now. I mean, they run in each other's heart. But lacrosse, basketball, baseball, football, hockey, of course, you know, any of those things, right?
Cheerleading. Cheerleading has a high incidence of
I never hurt myself as a cheerleader. Just to get anyhow, go on.
you could.
Yeah, well.
Trip over your feet, you know.
Well, whatnot. There is that.
But yeah, this is such an easy thing that every parent, every athlete can do. You just put your jaw in that physiologic jaw position. It's not difficult. But it makes so much of a difference. 24 years and 9 concussions out of 7,000 people. I mean, the evidence is there. And this is something that everyone should do. And even if you are a senior and you like to ride your bike or play pickup basketball or in a hockey league, adult hockey league.
Whatever. Oh, you know, and I know a bunch of guys that play, you know, 50-plus hockey. I think they're insane, but they play all the time. They love it. Pretty good idea not to bang your head when you're 65. That's for sure. NeuroGuard Plus. Is the promo code Gruber? I think it might be. NeuroGuard Plus. It should be if it's not. NeuroGuard Plus, the place to find this. And Dr. Michael Hutchinson. Hey, look, we're going to keep talking about you because at some point everybody's going to use these because getting your bell rung is no joke. It's not funny. Seeing Tweety Birds it was cute, you know, for Bugs Bunny. It ain't cute for us. I always appreciate you being here, Doctor.
Good to have me. And, hey, keep your head in the game.
There you go.
NeuroGuard Plus.
Keep your head in the game. NeuroGuardPlus.com is what he meant to say. We'll take a break and be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.